This is Weekend Edition. Spring is late, but paddling season is just around the corner. Daniel House of the Detroit News says an election year is not exactly the best time to slap registration fees on Michigan's growing community of paddlers.
Paddle sports are becoming big business in the Great Lakes state. The Coast Guard estimates some 650,000 kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards ply Michigan waters every year. And that number is expected to grow 7% a year, reports the Detroit News. At that rate, paddle crafts would outnumber registered powerboats within 3 years. The crush of paddlers, from rank beginners to advanced Great Lakes paddlers, threatens to overcrowd the 1,300 boat launches around the state. That's exactly why some in Lansing are pushing plans to slap $10 registration fees and big, gaudy stickers on any rigid-hulled paddle craft longer than 8 feet. It's where the money is, or could be, if recommendations from the Michigan State Waterways Commission can make their way through a skeptical, Republican-controlled legislature. The chair of the House Tourism and Outdoor Recreation Committee says the tax plan is, quote, up a creek without a paddle. But this is an election year, and things change. My wife and I are kayakers. We paddle the Detroit River and several of the Great Lakes every season. We attend symposiums. We practice rescues and strokes. We dress for the water temperature. And we always wear life jackets. But a lot more folks on Michigan's waters don't, say law enforcement officials. And they're right. And that's the rub. The Tax the Paddlers crowd might have a more compelling argument if proceeds from registration fees were earmarked clearly for safety training. The Michigan director of the American Canoe Association, Michael Gray, told the news that if boaters are expected to take a boater safety course, and if hunters are expected to take a hunting safety course, shouldn't paddlers be required to do the same? The short answer is yes. But paddle the Detroit River in late April or early May, or Lake Superior near Munising in early fall. You'll see folks without life jackets or proper clothing paddling water that's a lot colder than they appreciate. You'll see boats laden with full coolers. That's how simple capsizes go really wrong really fast and require a rescue by law enforcement. And rescues don't come cheaply to taxpayers. If Michigan's paddling fleet keeps growing, and if wannabe paddlers aren't expected to learn paddle safety, the emergency call volume will grow too. And that will revive stalled efforts to tax kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards around here. Look, we're the stewards of 20% of the world's fresh water. We have arguably the best kayaking water between Maine and Seattle, tens of thousands of inland lakes, and who knows how many rivers and streams. We've got good paddling coaches and a smart paddling community capable of helping shape public policy to benefit the freshwater legacy we all share. Job one shouldn't be seeing how quickly the state can start filling a new revenue stream. It should be setting standards for safety on Michigan waters that benefit everyone and save lives. I'm Daniel House of the Detroit News.